Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, December 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington, the House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack today is expected to release a summary of its report and vote on potential criminal referrals to the Justice Department for former President Donald Trump and some of his allies. Trump has repeatedly said he did nothing wrong and has called the January 6th committee a partisan witch hunt. Sources say that Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to consent to extradition to the U.S. to face criminal charges. The co-founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is expected to appear in a court in the Bahamas as soon as today, according to a source. U.S. federal prosecutors have charged Bankman-Fried with fraud and money laundering offenses and alleged he violated campaign finance rules by making illegal political contributions. Lawyers for Bankman-Fried didn't respond to requests for comment. He has denied knowingly commingling customer funds. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. Elon Musk has asked Twitter users whether he should step down as head of the social media company. Musk pledged to abide by the results, tweeting shortly after, "As the saying goes, be careful what you wish as you might get it." It is not clear who would take over as the head of Twitter if Musk were to step aside. He also tweeted that no one wants the job who can actually keep Twitter alive. There is no successor. Markets in Asia ended the day lower, while European shares gained in early trading and U.S. stock futures edged higher. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.